Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Time is 6:52. Good morning, Dr. Schleifer. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks very much, Kathy.
Thank you. How are you? Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. So, if I was Hamas, I would release proof of life for all the hostages, because that would be the worst kind of psychological warfare, because then the families know who's alive and that you can still be torturing those hostages. Why do you think they haven't?
Well, I would present a different point of view. If you keep your head in the dark, this is also a very important psychological lever. And this is the line that that Hamas has been taking. On the other hand, if Hamas cannot allow the subject to calm down in Israel, and that Israeli society should continue at its normal pace, so it has to always put in a reminder, a very painful reminder. So it's a balance between keeping your enemy in the dark and peppering its interest, prepping its interest occasionally, so the issue would not be forgotten. They chose one of the most sensitive issues, and this is women in captivity.
Yes.
They brought out Liri Albag and gave her a script.
Yes.
And she was, now when there's a new development with the father, the Arab father and son, the Israeli Arabs, whose bodies were found. Now, the family is naturally extremely upset, because they were, just like any other Israeli, they were kept in the dark. And now they found that their loved ones were killed. So it's an atmosphere of insecurity. It's an atmosphere of not enough information. So naturally, they are upset, and they let it out, which is a psychological warfare heaven for Hamas, because it's very sensitive. They are Arabs. Now, if an extremist view of a family, bereaved Arab family, there's always coming up this little notion, maybe it was for purpose, maybe because we're second-class citizens. And this is what Hamas is actually looking to broaden the gap inside Israeli society, which is its first task. The primary task of its psychological warfare campaign, because Hamas is losing on the physical battlefront. It's losing control. It's losing people. It's losing its soldiers.
It's winning the PR war, though. It is definitely winning the PR war when you've got American students on campus shouting death to America, death to Jews. I mean, that's a big problem.
Right. That's the only option they have. And they are they stabbed us in the belly on October 7th. And they've been, they've been turning the knife inside out all the time in order to keep us bleeding. So if they cannot do it on a military perspective, so they're doing on the psychological perspective, which is no less dangerous and no less effective.
Dr. Schleifer, I'm sorry. Is there a way to spot when a release by Hamas is specifically in order to cause the mental anxiety and the anguish that it does? You know, when I saw the story yesterday about the father and his sons, and next to it, it says that you know, there were two Hamas operatives, the body of Hamas operatives were also. The implication, without saying it, is that that was something caused by the Israeli army. We don't know, right? We don't know the facts. We look at the evidence. But, I mean, how do we know that something like that wasn't a plant?
Exactly. We don't know. And in the in an atmosphere of lack of information, a lack of knowledge, all types of rumors can spring up. Some of them intentional, some of them are just natural because there is a vacuum. And in vacuum, that's the best atmosphere for rumors to float. And naturally, we think that it was either intentional, which is the worst part of from on behalf of Israel, or it was unintentional, which was was unintentional on behalf of Israel, which is no less bad in that respect, because the Israelis were the Israeli army was not careful and it did not put the lives of the hostages in its utmost priority, which is very upsetting. So this is why Hamas keeps pushing on one hand, putting a blanket over any information that happened, and the Israeli army fell into this trap and does not release immediately the information which it can in this sense. You can check if there's shrapnel, if there's a bomb, if the tunnel collapsed. Right. But what we do know is that we're found buried, which is not very clear why. If they were found buried, that means that they were killed by Hamas.
Yes.
But on the other hand, their captives were found dead as well. So we don't know. And is this atmosphere of lack of knowledge, or every side except for Israel is floating its messages in order to achieve its political goals.
Dr. Schlaffer, unfortunately, that is where we have to leave it. I hope that it won't be the last time that you and I speak. That is Dr. Ron Schlaffer, world expert and researcher on psychological warfare.